This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Joining us now is Chris Nowinski, president of Sports Legacy Institute, an organization that studies concussion injuries. Chris, thanks for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me.
Now, the reason we asked you on the program, and I want you to walk me through this, there is a brain disease that's being found among athletes, and you are a former athlete, right? Former WWE wrestler, correct?
And Harvard football player, yeah.
And Harvard football player, exactly. That'll shake your head around, I imagine, right? Although not like the Big Ten, but still. So scientists are beginning to look to see if the consequences of athletic injuries from repeated stress on the head and skull are actually similar to what we're seeing coming out of Iraq for veterans who have suffered repeated blast injuries and other sort of concussive injuries to the head. Describe, first of all, what the research is and the similarity of symptoms.
Sure. Well, Sports Legacy Institute started in 07 to began a brain bank to understand what really the long-term effects of repeated injury in sports are. And what we found is it's a disease with a name called chronic traumatic encephalopathy. You might know it as punch drunk. But the idea is those hundreds, thousands of hits that you take to the head start a progressive degenerative brain disease that looks a lot like Alzheimer's, but starts much, much earlier, often in your 20s and 30s, with symptoms like memory loss, emotional instability, depression, and it leads to dementia. And what's been shocking for us is in the last 2 years, when we really started looking at this, we're now out of 15 brains we've looked at of athletes, college and professional, 14 have had this disease, which is incredibly rare, almost unknown in the normal population. So we're really concerned about the athlete population.
And as far as the veteran population is concerned, what do you hope to find in terms of research? I mean, you know, I'm not a doctor, and obviously I'm sympathetic to anyone who has this kind of injury, but it would seem that a doctor would say, stop doing this to your head rather than look for a drug to prescribe.
Well, you know, I mean, that's a tough argument to make when we send millions of kids out onto the football field every fall and then send our soldiers over to Iraq and have, you know, 320,000, according to the 08 RAND study, come back with traumatic brain injuries. And what the concern with the military is, you know, we're worried that our soldiers aren't going to be getting the care they need down the road because this disease, they may look like they recovered from the blast injury acutely. A year or two later, they seem fine. But 10 years later, this toxic protein called tau, which is also found in Alzheimer's disease, starts forming in the brain and killing brain cells, destroying connections to the point where they start losing function. And we want to make sure our soldiers are protected long term.
So the mission would be to find some sort of treatment that would deal with the brain death problems, the brain cell destruction, maybe some diagnostic tools to alert people early on that they maybe are at high risk for this, and perhaps even a way of some sort of preventive therapy.
You're absolutely right. This would have effects in all areas. Better helmets, better acute treatment, better long-term treatment. I mean, the Alzheimer's industry has been trying to find a way to attack this protein for decades. It's very difficult because it's inside the cell. And so we're thinking that research will help this population, and we want to make sure this population, if it exists in the military, is identified so they get that treatment.
And donating brains is what the research is all about, just in the few seconds before we go. That's right, Ron?
That's right. Unfortunately, we can only diagnose it right now post-mortem. So we've had, you know, we have our brain bank with 120 people signed up for athletes to donate their brains when they die just in the last 6 months that have signed up. But military-wise, we started with 20. Wow. And we're hoping to grow that to hundreds and thousands.
A grim story with a very high potential upside. Chris Nowinski, president of Sports Legacy Institute. The research is described in today's Science Times. Thanks, Chris.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.